You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Stuart Beasley, James Millman and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. A really good Friday to look forward to as well, with day three of the Dante meeting at York. We also have Newbury and Newmarket in the afternoon. There's also racing over the jumps at Aintree in the evening. We've got racing on the turf at Hamilton, and we'll take in a bit of the action over in Ireland from Dundalk. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Mark. Looking forward to the final day of York. It soon passes by, doesn't it?
It does. We're going to look ahead to the first four races on the third day of the Dante meeting. We'll move on to that in a little while, but before we get there, let's just take a quick look back at some of Wednesday's star performers. We'll start with the Musidora, an Oaks trial, and we saw Star of Seville win the race, getting the better of Together Forever. Star of Seville probably idled a little bit in the closing stages, but he's 7-1 in the market for the Oaks, and just looking for the price on Together Forever, 6-1. So would either of those two be on the shortlist for the Epsom Classic?
They wouldn't, Mark. No, I didn't think it was a strong renewal of the Musidora yesterday. Star of Seville, who we've seen to good effect already at Newbury this season, I think she's just a galloper. You know, she got the run of the race from the front yesterday. Together Forever did lay it down to her late on, but I think it was a case of Frankie's mount just idling, been in front a long time and had found enough. The main worry about the race for me would be how close Pandora got to them in third. No, we still don't know how good Pandora is, to be honest, but the maiden she won at Doncaster wasn't great. You know, it looked a poor maiden, and the fourth wasn't all beaten all that far in the race yesterday. So I would say there's huge concerns over the how good that form from the Musidora is. In terms of going forward to Epsom for the Oaks, I don't see either filly being good enough to win that race.
Okay. Just with Together Forever, that being her seasonal reappearance, we know Edna O'Brien's runners this year have come on for the run. If she's better for that, would that entitle her to get involved?
She's
a little
entitled
bit
to improve a bit, yeah, but she had a fairly hard campaign as a juvenile, and I don't know how much more improvement there is to come. Obviously, the way she stayed on, that was the first time she had tackled a mile and a quarter yesterday, but the way she stayed on in the closing stages suggests that, you know, if there is going to be more improvement, it'll be with a further step up and trip to a mile and a half, but needs to take a giant step forward to come up and be good enough to win an Oaks on the bare form of York yesterday.
Yeah, I'll just spin you through the betting as it stands. Legatissimo is 7-2, Found is 5-1, Sixes for Diamonds and Rubies and Together Forever, 7-1 for Star of Seville. Boca Bacchiata is 10-1 with Plishak, and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. As it stands, Craig, who would you be backing in there?
It's still very much wide open, Mark, in terms of in its early days. Legatissimo definitely sets a standard based on what we've seen at Newmarket and in the 1,000 guineas, and I still think it's a little too soon to be writing off Found after one below par performance. You know, those are the two at the moment that make my shortlist, but there's still a long way to go. Well, we got 3 weeks, maybe three before the Oaks. So you know, at the moment, everything has to improve past Legatissimo. That's a horse that sets a standard. Very impressive winning the guineas at Newmarket, and promises to be suited by stepping up and trip as well. So, yeah, I think the favourite, definitely the one they all have to beat at the moment. But I wouldn't be wanting to write off Found after one below par run. I think she's definitely worth another chance to prove how good she is.
All right, one of the other big races on the card at York on Wednesday was the Duke of York Clipper Logistics Stakes. Real surprise with Glass Office coming home in front at 40-1, Craig. Matt Moo second, Jack Dexter third, and Casper Netcher back in fourth. From what I understand, Glass Office is headed to Royal Ascot next for the Diamond Jubilee Stakes, and is currently a 14-1 shot for that.
Yeah, it was, you know, was a four in the line at the finish here, Mark, of this race. and the writing was on the wall for a shock some way out, because the favourite, Nadia, was never travelling. He was out the back and didn't look like picking up. Lightning Moon was a horse that looked like he wanted softer ground. You know, he hits the ground really hard. He's a real big sort, Lightning Moon, and he didn't look like picking up from where he was. And Muthmere was in need of the run. You know, he travelled well. He travelled like the best horse in the race. He was the last horse off the bridle. He just blew up. You know, he was in need of that Muthmere yesterday. And for me, he's the one that comes out the race as the best horse. And I think going forward, he will prove that. The way he travelled, even dropping back to five, the pace he showed in that race yesterday, I think there's absolutely no question he will prove to be the best sprinter from that field yesterday. Lightning Moon, not one to write off. He'll be better when he gets softer conditions and a bit of rain.
Okay. In terms of others that stood out on the day, Craig, I was impressed with Marsoub, who came from a mile back to win the opening race. Interesting, I thought it was interesting before the race that John Gosden had kept him in training as a four-year-old. That's why he's a group horse and a handicap there, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. And the time, Mark, is almost on par with Star of Seville for a handicap. So it was a massive performance. At Newbury, on his first handicap run this year, he was drawn high, but he was obviously miles ahead of the assessor at that stage. And he had, what was that? I think I counted five horses rated above 85 in the race. So he was running against lesser rivals, and he was able to get away with a high draw coming wide on the outside of the field and quickening well. Yesterday, when he was slowly away from a high draw and had to tuck in, and he had 18, 90-plus horses in front of him,
yeah,
I thought, that's going to be an impossible task from where he was at a very early stage of the race. But he proved his class. Paul Hannigan didn't panic. I thought First Flight was coming just to edge out Master of Finance. But Masoub, and like he did at Newbury, once he got to the front, he almost pulled himself up. He won comfortably.
Yeah.
And without any shadow of a doubt, I think that'll be his last run in a handicap. He'll be moving into pattern class from now on.
Yeah. Apparently he's got entries in the Eclipse, the Prince of Wales and the Hardwick. I mean, those are a little bit lofty at the moment maybe, but he's definitely a group performer, isn't he?
Yeah, without any shadow of a doubt. Mm. So, it was it's two massive performances, really, in handicaps from bad draws, and he deserves to take his chance up in class.
Anything else stand out to you at York on Wednesday?
Just looking through, the two-year-old of Kevin Ryan's did well to win first time of asking, was getting £10 off the second Ravenhoe. But it was still a good performance on debut against horses with experience. And LeBron, another excellent performance backing up his win from Beverly. So he's in good form, and as the whole of the Allen Swinbank yard.
Yeah.
Good performances. So yeah, it was a good opening day. Al Galad, the handicap sprint at the time was very much on par with the Group 2. So for handicap, it could be form to follow going forward. And Al Galad, who winning off a career high mark of 96, did the job nicely. There could be some future winners in from that handicap.
Yeah, he won easy as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Winning by a length and a quarter. You don't get many of as easy successes as that in a sprint of that nature.
No, certainly not. And Tattersloo was drawn in stall one, was up against it from a real early stage in the race. I thought, there was a few question marks asked on the ride, but for me, Ryan Moore had an impossible task and got as close as he did. I think he's definitely worth another chance when he's better positioned in the stalls next time. So I wouldn't be writing Tattersloo off, but Al Galad, a real impressive winner of 95, sorry, was his winning mark yesterday.
Okay, let's move on to Friday's action. We'll get to Craig's bets for the first four races at York on day three of the Dante meeting.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we start in the 210 at York, which is the Marygate Filly Stakes, a listed race over five furlongs. It's for the two-year-olds, and there's a few of them in here that have had one start and one win, Craig. It's quite a tricky race to get a real handle on. Who would you recommend in there?
Yeah, there's two horses here, Mark, I think, that make my shortlist. One on the clock, one visually. The one on the clock that stands out was French, who did well to make a winning debut at Ripon. I was there that day. She didn't look a bad type beforehand, fit well, got the split at the right time up the rail, And the performance wasn't a bad one for a Mel Britton newcomer. Did the job nicely. Don't know exactly what was in behind. The form is yet to be tested. But I think she's one worthy of a mention yet. And visually, you know, we'll have to go to the Fibre Sand at Southall for this form. But New Roadside was extremely impressive. You know, basically was pulling up a half a furlong to run. And showed a real impressive turn of foot to beat Rainbow Rebel on that day. And, you know, now needs to prove that she can replicate that form on turf, on grass. But there was a lot to like about that performance. And Tony Coyle's yard is in absolute fantastic shape at the moment. So I would just side with New Roadside.
New Roadside for Craig then. In the opening race, the 210. The second race that we look at is the 240 at York. This is the Jorvik Stakes, which is a Class 2 handicap over a mile and a half. We do have betting on site as well. Ajman Bridge is the 4-1 favourite. Top Tug is 9-2. 10-1 for Notarized. Duke of Clarence 11s with Emeralds. 12-1 for Great Hall and Esteeming. And Old Town Boy in Easy Terms. And 14-1 or bigger for the others. One of the more open races on the card, Craig. Who do you side with in there?
Yeah, it's tricky, Mark. You know, I couldn't really find an edge and a betting angle into this race. Looking at Ajman Bridge, ran respectably well on his return at Doncaster. But, you know, the handicap has raised him another 3-98. He doesn't have a lot in hand now. And for me, this big son of Dubawi hits the ground fairly hard. I think he'll be wanting some rain. I think he'll definitely be better with some cut in the ground. Top Tug, you know, is entitled to improve on his return to action, stepping back up and trip. But I'm not exactly sure he's the most straightforward of characters as Top Tug. I didn't like his finishing effort. Probably due to tiredness more than anything at Newmarket last time. But, you know, there wasn't a lot left there. And he didn't impress in the closing stages of that race. I think it could pay to look further down the market here. And it could pay to catch Great Hall at the first time of asking. A nice sort here. Hasn't been with the John Quinn yard all that long. And, you know, now they've had some time and he's had a winter off with the Quinns. They've been able to prepare him properly for a full season ahead. He isn't badly handicapped on 98. He's run a much better races than this and come out well in those races. This is a mark dropping class for him. And he isn't badly handicapped on 98. So I would chance Great Hall each way 12-1 here, Mark. Of the rest, I think another one worthy of a mention is the bottom weight Ambleside. He had a bad draw when he was due to run on Wednesday and was a non-runner. He hasn't fared much better here, drawn 14 of 15. But I seen him on his return at Pontefract where he was carrying a lot of condition and was in badly need of the run. He finished a real good fourth on that occasion. Arguably, he should have won at Beverley next time. The gaps didn't really appear for him in time and he was flying at the finish. He will be winning off his handicap mark of 79. At 14-1, he could be the one just to have a small saver with. But I'll go with Great Hall for the selection.
Couple to consider there then from Craig in the 240. The 315 at York is the big race of the afternoon. It's the Yorkshire Cup. It's part of the British Champions Series, Group 2 over a mile and three quarters. We've got a field of six here. The market headed by Brown Panther and Romsdalo are 9-4 joint favourites. 11-4 for Snow Sky, sixes for Havana Beat and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. Brown Panther's made up into a real high-quality stayer over the last season or so. Do you see him winning this?
No, Mark, but I wouldn't want to discard him. I think he'll run his race. You know, he comes here after successful and probably his best career performance to date in Medan. It was a real good performance from the front. Havana Beat was well back on that occasion, 4.5 lengths back. It's hard to see Andrew Baldwin's charge turning round the form with Brown Panther, to be honest. And you look at the prices, Brown Panther 9-4, Havana Beat 6-1. And you've got to fancy Brown Panther once again to come out on top of those two rivals. Time's up, 12-1 chance for this race. Appalling record fresh after a break. I think he's one we can discount. Romsdal made a nice return at Kempton over an inadequate trip, but got away with it against lesser opposition that day. Came up short in John Porter at Newbury last time behind a nice type in Arab Spring. And to be honest, Mark, with Romsdal, I don't think that there's much more improvement to come. I think he's probably peaked at three. They've kept him in training, but again, I can see one or two improving past Romsdal. The selection is Snow Sky. I think he is the type to go on again from 3 to 4. He improved dramatically last year. He won a group race at Goodwood, winning the Gordon Stakes. And then a great run in the Great Vaulting at York. A real good effort finishing behind Postponed. Those two horses travelled really well in that race for a long way. They pulled, I think, 8 or 9 lengths clear of the remainder. And he followed that up by finishing third in the Ledger itself. Romsdale, of course, was second in that race. But going forward, as a four-year-old, I think Snow Sky still open to improvement. I think Romsdale's probably peaked at the age of 3. So I would make Snow Sky the selection for this contest at 3:15.
Snow Sky in the Yorkshire Cup for Craig. Then the final race we look at is the 3:45 at York, which is a filly's listed race over a mile. It's for 3-year-olds. We've got a field of 12 here, Craig. The market headed by Yasmin, who's 5-2. 100-30 for Sperry. Packed Together is 5-1 with Rialtra. And then 12-1 and double figure prices for the others.
Yasmin, very impressive after racing keenly to win a maiden at Newbury. Form already being franked by another John Gosden runner who finished 4th, Vibe Queen. She had a bad draw that day in 16, but has gone in on a second start. A short price mark, Yasmin will be already 5-2 for this race. And it's a big step from maiden company into this race. There's horses that have already achieved more. One of those horses is Sperry, who was very impressive at Ascot on her return as a 3-year-old. Loved the way she quickened with a Queen's horse touchline on that occasion. And maintained that effort all the way at the line from a furlong and a half out. It was a real good performance. And she'll handle the ground perfectly well at York. I think I'll make Sperry the selection, as she's achieved the most and is still going forward. The actual horse I fear most in this is Packed Together. First start of the year for Richard Hannon. Ryan Moore takes a ride. Obviously has to prove her stamina for this trip. Only raced up to 7 furlongs last year, but was poorly placed in that Sandown race and conceded first run to the winner. Came from an awful long way back and only went down by 3/4 of a length. If she'd been ridden handier and closer to the pace, she would have definitely won that day. And the way she stayed on and stuck on in the closing stages suggests that she's up to running over a mile this year and staying and seeing out the trip really well. So Packed Together, definitely the one I fear. But at this moment in time, Sperry has achieved the most of these and is still open to more progress.
Good stuff. Let's have a quick summary then, Craig, if you'll spin us through your selections for York one more time.
Yeah, the 2:10 at York, we're going for New Roadside in that 2-year-old race. The 2:40 at York, we're going to take a chance each way with John Quinn's Great Hall. In the 3:15 at York, Snow Sky. And finally, in the 3:45 at York on Friday, Sperry for John Gosden and James Doyle.
Superb. Thank you very much, Craig. Good luck and enjoy on Friday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. Stuart Beasley, James Millman and Ollie Pimlott will be the team in the studio. We've got day 3 of the Dante meeting at York. Good supporting meetings as well from Newmarket and Newbury. Into the evening, we've got Aintree over the jumps. We've got racing on the turf at Hamilton and we'll take in some of the action from Dundalk as well. So a really good Friday to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.